exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862. Today's feature brings into view the forced removal of the Dakota people from Minnesota after the war. Following the Dakota War of 1862, which lasted just 6 weeks, there was a strong effort to simply remove the Dakota people. It didn't matter whether they were traditional, farmers, or Christians. The goal was to evacuate all Dakotas from Minnesota. Bob Sandin is the research coordinator at the Nicolet County Historical Society in St. Peter, Minnesota.
Many people in Minnesota are not aware of what took place afterward. The Dakota people were pushed out into then Dakota territory.
Dr. Gwen Westerman is a historian and a professor of English at Minnesota State University in Mankato.
2,000 people surrendered, thinking that they would be treated humanely as prisoners of war. Women, children, old people, and men. And actually, those 2,000 people gathered at Camp Release and waited for Sibley to show up. They were force marched 150 miles the second week of November in 1862. There were hundreds who died on the steamboats that took them from Fort Snelling, from the concentration camp at Fort Snelling, south to Davenport, and then across to Crow Creek.
Finally, in the spring of 1863, Congress passed the Indian Removal Act, which made it official that the Dakota and Winnebago people would be removed from Minnesota. Years later, three small communities were reestablished in Minnesota, partly in recognition of the various Dakota that kept drifting back into the state. They are Lower Sioux, Shakopee, and Prairie Island. Sandy Gishick is a member of the Mittawakaton Band of Dakota.
My grandfather, Tunka Hanamani, or translated means walks under a sacred stone. He was sent to Davenport after the hangings. He stayed there till 1866. He was released from Davenport, put on a boat, shipped to Crow Creek. He stayed there for, I think, 2 or 3 years. He made his way back to Flandreau. He lived there for a while. He married. Then he made his way to Gray Cloud Island, which is present-day Bloomington, Minnesota, and he eventually came back to Lower Sioux Indian community.
Exploring the People and Places of the Dakota War of 1862 is a production of Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota communities made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer was Milt Lee and the writer, Jamie Lee.